Kenny Chesney has a brand new album out. It's called Born, and you're going to love hearing all about it from Kenny himself. We've got to talk with Kenny right after the closing jingle, so whenever you hear it, don't turn it off. Leave the podcast on, because it'll be there waiting for you. It's a good interview.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba.
Big D and Bubba.
They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. The Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Damn the rules.
Oh, yes.
That's our goal today. I just thought I'd bring him back because he was had a little cameo, I think, in the last episode.
And I'm yeah, like, I remember that. Yep, I do. Yes.
Damn the rules.
Yeah, that's a great
damn
bit.
Damn the rules. Makes me giggle.
Things that we can't tell you about, but you go look it up yourself if you want.
Man, oh, man. What a crazy week. Did you hear they're doing a Peaky Blinders movie?
Peaky Blinders
Peaky Stinking Blinders.
Got past, like, I think 2 episodes.
What?
The series. I liked it. Oh. I don't know. I just kind of got caught off something else.
Yeah, okay. So it gets crazy. Like, I don't know if you've ever watched. It's basically these guys, they get back from World War One, and they're, like, working in the steel mills and all that kind of stuff, and they're, like, the neighborhood enforcers.
Yeah, it's like, it's like a mob, right?
It's a gang, a brother's gang, and they run a little gambling racket and all that kind of stuff, and it blows up. And then what happens eventually is that Tommy, the lead, the guy from Oppenheimer, he ends up becoming like a senator, like in England, and like having to deal with Churchill and all this kind of crazy stuff. And then they have the Nazis kind of pulling in their thing. And
oh, wow. No, I got way out of it. I didn't get any of that.
There's so much, so much great stuff. And the cast is unbelievable. What's his name? Who is Bane? Tom Hardy is in it. And he's amazing. He's got the Cockney thing going. It's just the whole movie, their show is
See,
so
I haven't seen the show, but like on my YouTube reels, I will see just clip after clip after clip of it. I need to sit down and actually watch the show. Cillian Murphy's unbelievable.
Dude, it's great.
He's great.
It's like, and it's so weird because a lot of those guys, they all like kind of, it's weird when you think about most of the Peaky Blinders cast, like the big stars of it, I guess. Almost all of them were in the Batman movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Cillian Murphy was the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
And then you had...
of course, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy was Bane. Mm-hmm. I want to say the guy who was like the gypsy dude was the one who gets killed like towards the end of the series.
I don't know.
Anyway, he was one of the Batman people too. I'm like, oh, there's a lot of Batman people in here. This is cool.
Yeah, the nerd in me. What was the Batman...
Oingo Boingo guy.
Dark Knight?
Yes. That was from the animated series.
No. Well, it may have been. They used it in the movie. I may not be singing it right either. It's the one that has Michael Keaton in it.
Yeah, that's from the Tim Burton movie in the late 80s. With What's Nicholson and Kim Basinger.
What's his name? The Oingo Boingo guy who wrote all that stuff. He did The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Danny Elfman.
Yeah, Danny Elfman. Yeah. Yeah, he also did the Pee-wee.
Pee-wee's Big Top Adventure and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's stuff. Great. I didn't know that.
But that's a great soundtrack.
Hello, Corson.
Probably my favorite.
Hello.
Welcome to the Peaky Fatters.
Well, you mentioned Michael Keaton there with Batman. We saw the teaser trailer of the Beetlejuice sequel coming out in September.
Oh, I didn't see that
yet. It's great. Mm-hmm. Great really? Teaser trailer.
Is it really?
Oh, no, no.
I'm so worried that they're going to mess it up.
It's good. The teaser trailer's really good. It's good.
Beetlejuice is one of those, it's like Die Hard. It's one of those perfect movies.
Yeah, and at the end of the teaser trailer, the line that Michael Keaton delivers is hilarious. It's great.
I'm going to say it real quick. Hold on. Beetlejuice.
Oh, here he comes. He's going to be walking through that door.
Door open?
And Michael Keaton walked in. What was it? Community? When they threw Michael, or they threw, like, over the course of the show. Community's another series that you got to watch. It's totally nothing like Peaky Blinders. It's funny. It's
You think?
Dude, the humans. I love the school's humans mascot.
The human beings.
That's it, the human beings. But like over the course of like several different episodes, they mention Beetlejuice just randomly, like as a little conversational piece. I don't know. It's like in Beetlejuice. And they move on. Well, the third time somebody says it, like how many episodes in? Like 7 or 8 episodes
in? Oh, yeah, yeah.
The third time, total different episode, somebody says it. In the background, you see Beetlejuice walk by.
I love stuff like that.
It's such a little...
Brilliant.
Oh, that show was full of Easter eggs.
What's that show called?
Community.
Community, yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I have never been more impressed. A guy I used to work with was a writer for Community. And I saw his name pop up as written by Tim Sicardo, and I was like, what? Which, like, oh, you're like smart and funny, and you have that. Yeah, good for you, bro.
Which, by the way, Community was created by the guy who did Rick and Morty. Mm-hmm.
Dan Harmon.
It was way before Rick and Morty, mm-hmm. and it has nothing to do with Rick and Morty. Like, I don't even know how they're related. I'm like, that's really cool that he's... I don't know. You know how people get in ruts and they're like, oh, he's the this person or she's the that person.
Like typecast?
Yeah, very typecast.
And I'm Shondaland, everything. Chandra, whatever her name is. Chandra. She did like Grey's Anatomy and then she went and did more hospital shows and then she did Bridgerton and it's all just like weird fluffy love stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of easy to, yeah, she does.
Yeah, like that's the person who does this.
Same-ish ideas. Yeah, but like. Yeah, Rick and Morty has nothing to do with Community other than they're both hysterical.
That's why whenever I found out that Stephen King wrote Stand By Me, had nothing to do with all the horror stuff.
The story is actually called The Body.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the short story is called The Body.
Oh, yeah, but
I was the only person in an entire room of trivia players one night who knew that. Because my team was the only one that got it right, and I was the only one on my team that knew it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, it's called The Body.
But still, it doesn't feel like a Stephen King mm-hmm. thing at all.
Like, it's, yeah, it doesn't, but it kind of does.
Okay,
yeah.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
that has
right.
nothing.
No. Now, that's just a guy who's just really good at telling stories.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the one, the JFK one that's on, like, Amazon?
1942?
No. 11 something?
Oh, yeah.
1123.
1122, 63, whatever it is. Yeah. It's the series. I started watching that, and then it got a little dark.
It got goofy.
It got dark. It got weird.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, it took a turn,
yes.
And I checked out of it for a while. I was like, yeah, this isn't going where I thought it was going to go. And then one night, I had like three episodes left. One night, I'm like, let me just finish this. And I'm so glad I did, because it redeemed itself so well.
Oh, it did? Well. Oh, I turned it off and never went back.
It was so good. What is 11-something, 20, 63?
It's the day he was murdered, assassinated.
Which is the 22nd or 23rd? I always get it screwed
up. Think of
11-22-63.
All right, look at me catching it.
Just a whole generation of people who know that date. And mm-hmm. they can't believe you don't know.
And it means,
that's true.
Means nothing to you because you didn't live through it, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with us and 9/11. 9/11 was such a pivotal, life-changing thing for us. And it changed us for an entire generation. It changed a generation completely. It's the same way our kids are going to be about the
aliens.
Lockdowns. Oh. No, 2020 and the lockdowns. That was such a pivotal defining moment for their generation. Yeah. But like people that are born, let's say somebody who was 2 or 3 years old during the lockdowns, they're not going to remember that as being what it was. And the COVID craze and all, they lived through it, but they didn't get the full experience because they didn't know what to be afraid of.
We just need 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And 2 weeks, and we'll let the hospitalizations stay down, and you know, and it'll be we'll go back.
Flatten John, the curve.
John
Flatten
Grisham.
The curve. Oh my gosh.
John Grisham. That's my
John
boy.
John Grisham playing for pizza. I remember we had him in, and I'm like, I was so excited to talk with him because he was doing a push for a lawyer movie, something that he had out, Pelican Brief or the Lincoln Lawyer or whatever. Was that him, Pelican Brief?
Yeah, it was. I just feel like that's a little before your time. That's like early
90s. But it was, but I'm saying he was in, it was several years ago, but he was in and I was like, I was so enamored with him being here because I was never into the lawyer books, but his book, Playing for Pizza, is one of my all-time favorite books, and it has nothing to do with lawyers or law at all. It's about this football player from Cleveland who ends up, you know, blowing it and screwing up the Super Bowl chances for the Browns and ends up having to go play in Italy in their pro league.
Oh, for pizza.
And, yeah, they're basically, you don't make any money. You just play for pride and pizza. And it's such a great book.
I was just going to say, most of that was a true story the past 50 years until you got to the Italy and pizza part.
Well, no, that is actually true. There is an Italian football league that they play American football. They only allow, I think it's 3 Americans per team get to play there. So you have a lot of these guys who play like D2 ball. and they don't get picked up, and they want to keep going. They don't get it to the like arena leagues. They don't get into the pros, whatever. So then they go and they play foreign leagues.
I mean, I used to read for Pizza the Book It days when I was a kid, when you would read books and then get a certificate to go to Pizza Hut.
I remember that.
I remember that too.
And read for
Pizza. I also remember that salad bar.
You remember looking in the
best creamy Italian ever
in those in the sunroom. Didn't they have a sunroom? I'm thinking of Wendy's. Never mind.
Oh, yes. Yes, they did, though.
Wendy's did have a sunroom.
And they had the newspaper, the Sears catalog on the table.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, it was embedded in the... That was the print of the tabletops. Yep. It was like a Sears catalog or old-timey newspaper or something.
Also, remember on Subway sandwiches, you used to have the Subway wallpaper?
Yep.
On the wall?
Absolutely.
Wallpaper.
Wow, I don't think I remember.
It had all these... You could see all the routes. It had. It was like an old historic
Subway
document.
Subway map,
you see, yeah, that's right.
They don't do that anymore? I haven't been to a Subway in a long time.
Oh, they haven't done that in years.
They turned me off when they locked their bathrooms.
Locked their bathroom?
Yeah, so I... Something... Because I'm taking road trips all the time, if I have to go to the bathroom... And this is good to know, people. If you're on a road trip and you have to go to the bathroom and you're like, oh, a fast food place, that'll be a perfect place to go. Well, you want to go to the one that's not as popular. You get into a the news just broke that Kate Middleton
diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she looks like her
pale.
Neck. Yeah, the neck too looks stretched.
You know what, though?
As in, you don't think that's her?
Or no, I totally think that's her. That makes total sense.
That's why
we haven't
her.
Seen her. Yeah.
So that wasn't her in that marketplace and all
I
that?
I don't think so.
Or at least that was an old picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, I love Kate. Oh, I used to wear scarves all the time trying to be fancy like her.
Look at that hair. She has amazing
Beautiful.
Hair.
Oh, my God. I dyed my hair brown trying to look like her. Spoiler. Never did.
Wow, that's crazy. But anyway, yeah, so if you have to go to the bathroom, don't go to the Subways because you have to buy something before you're allowed to use their bathroom. And they give you a key that is attached to a giant thing like this. And you have to, like, walk in with this bucket. So I'm just letting you know, it's very embarrassing. Don't go to the Subway.
Go to a Love's Travel Center. Get to hear my voice in there.
Go to a Bucky's. Hmm.
Hear your voice in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your voice?
In-store announcements at the Love's Travel Centers.
Around the world?
I mean, across America?
Oh,
yeah. I also let you know when your shower is ready.
Wait.
Wait, how do we not know
Why did you not lead
this?
With this when we hired you?
I've told you guys this before.
No.
But yes, I have.
No. You might have told.
You did, but.
Yeah, I know I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, well, this sounds like a great bit.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to walk into a Love's and go, hey, do you know who that guy is? So what do you do? You just like.
They just send me script and I just read
How
it
often
and send
do you
back.
Read cut them?
Haven't too much recently, but there was like a 3 or 4 year period where I was cutting stuff every month for them.
Really?
Yeah.
That
and all
wild.
Their training sessions for their employees, like how you'd have those little webinar things.
Uh-huh.
I was doing a bunch of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. I'm sorry. I'm sure you did tell me. And
yeah, that's fine.
I did not know that. What's going on?
No. Oh, I was just looking on Google trying to figure out what kind of cancer Kate has. And, like, it literally, the TV just beat Google. Daily Mail just published
it. The TV beat Twitter.
Yeah. Like, this is, whew.
So, if you guys want to hear the announcement,
yeah,
I can
as well.
Probably, let me see if I can find the little video. View this post on Instagram.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally. For all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirit. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
I love that. I love that statement. That's what they should have done in the beginning. And I get it. They were trying to protect the boys and Charlotte as well. But it's like they created it. They made it bigger than it needed to be because everybody.
We made it bigger than it needed to be.
No, but by doing the doctored photos.
That's the thing, the fake photo thing.
Once they came out with the first fake photo, they should have said, okay, we had to do that because whatever.
Right. Yes.
But
right.
instead, that's why I've often said, you know, lies beget lies. It's when you have a little white lie, oh no, it's not doctored. Here she is in the car, which was another doctored photo.
Yeah.
So once you do one little white lie, then you have to make another lie to cover for that lie. And then all these lies end up stacking up and you end up with one giant mess.
So do we think it's this stomach cancer is what we think it is? I'm assuming.
The Buckingham Palace has asked that we not speculate on the type of cancer. That's what they said. I just read the article.
Well, okay. Thanks, Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, so they're just saying, do we know? But I don't know. We don't. They're not telling us.
I'm assuming it's
That's something. Cancer of some sort. Yeah, because also if she had this abdominal surgery, there must have also been a reason for that that could have been precipitated, and that they were looking for it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well,
I think that's
well. At least if we know now.
I think that's good closure. Again, I think if they would have come out and said, you know, she had this surgery, which we all knew she had the surgery.
Right.
If they would have said they possibly had found some cancer cells, some signs of cancer, people would have understood and probably would have backed off. But
well, she was in there with Charles, who was in there for cancer surgery.
By making this the mystery that they did, it took a wrong turn and turned into something really ugly. And yeah, we all get curious because when you start to lie to us and we catch on, it makes you want to know the truth more.
Also because Kate is beloved.
She is the only one I like.
Mm-hmm, we all started looking at William and then people started digging up the past with the affairs. Right? That like, what is there a divorce coming? Is that why she's not like, here's William out here. Just,
he's going, you know, can y'all just tell him what the deal is?
Like, can we not like, you know, they keep bringing up these chicks who are like poor versions of Kate. You know, I get that Kate's a brunette, these other two. So that just, they just should have been up front.
By the way, I had no idea that's what she sounded like. That's the first time I've ever heard her voice.
No, she sounds great.
Yeah, she sounds great.
That's
but
the marrying kind. William, you did good.
It just surprised me that I'd never heard her voice until that moment. I'd just seen pictures and videos, but I'd never heard her talk until right there.
Yeah.
I, and this is silly, stupid stuff that you should just say anyway. If there's something in your life that you need to lie to cover up, you probably shouldn't be doing it. And, you know, that's something I learned through the marriage, through the divorce, whatever. And it's the same thing. We see that all this stuff snowballs. It builds and it turns into an avalanche. So just be honest. Okay, well, that's a pretty great podcast. Are we done?
Wow. Kenny Chesney has a new album out.
Is there anything else?
You guys want to hear from Kenny Chesney now? Okay, cool. No, I think so. Wow.
Are we done, Done? That was like a very short one.
I don't really know where you go out of that.
Yeah, it's really kind of hard to, you know, rebound off of that. Honestly.
All right, so if you're watching on YouTube, sorry it's such a short one, but...
Good luck on your brackets.
Yes, good luck on your brackets. Oh, my gosh. If you're playing with us, there's a lot of people who are beating Big D and I. Hold on, let's give a quick bracket update, and then we'll log off. We were beating everybody on the show, except for Garrett, who has multiple brackets, which I thought was unfair. I know I should have done it, too.
No, it's not unfair. You had the same opportunity to submit three brackets like Garrett.
And I only made two, so it's not like I did the full allotted three.
Right, let's see. I am now in 29th place.
Oh, look at you.
What the heck was that?
What?
Oh, nothing. Sorry. I'm watching TV and talking like an idiot.
Garrett is in 10th place.
Mm. Yeah, baby.
Carson, where are you? Big D is in 29th. Okay, we're still tied. Carson, where are you at?
I was number 150 last time I looked out of 300.
Oh, and
I was 80th something.
80 something.
why are you taking such joy out of this? I mean, I didn't watch any college basketball this year.
Because I am the worst at this. I have always been the loser in every one of these dumb brackets.
You realize we've only been through one day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
Just get started.
You've got a lot of losing ahead of you. A
lot of losing left to do.
Thanks, Carson. I'll see you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Damn the rules.
It was the podcast.
Kenny Chesney's got a new album out.
Woo!
He's so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm more excited than everybody.
Everyone's excited.
Why am I bouncing around and
that's the way you are.
Goofy?
Congrats on the new one.
Thank you, man. New music is good. With new music, there's new energy.
Yeah, you feel like you have new energy?
Yeah, of course. I mean, everybody, you know? And it's just, we timed it. God, it's been 3 years since I put new music out.
Has it been 3 years?
It was
crazy.
The first year of COVID. And I had all the songwriters for that record out to my house, and we were all wearing masks and took a group picture out in the yard because nobody wanted to come in the house, you know. But this launch is much different.
That's when all the music during COVID came out and everyone sounded they're singing songs. So what? How was the name of the album is called Born? Is that important? Is that word pretty powerful?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think that, you know, especially me, you know, I'm pretty mentally busy. And I think that when you're that mentally busy, you kind of wonder if, I think it's human nature to wonder if we're doing what we were supposed to do. You know, when I'm on stage and I see the audience and I see them react to songs, and that's kind of a validation that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But I think everybody... kind of wonders that,
and I think everybody wonders who killed JFK. Am I doing the right thing? What happens when I die?
That you're on the right path. I mean, you know,
well, what's changed for you? I mean, like, because you've always been about escapism. So what's different now compared to then?
Well, I think that I am trying to, even though I'm still as busy, I'm trying to to stop and recognize that I'm blessed and enjoy it.
Good.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what it is. I don't know if it's born or reborn. I mean, I feel with this new music, I feel a little different with it, you know? And I think it's important for all of us to just calm down and realize how blessed we are to have music in our lives.
Call your parents, do the stuff.
Yeah.
Spend the time, take the pictures. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many times that drives me nuts. You see people and they're a family and it's like you got four people there and the dad's over there taking the picture and like, why don't you get in it? Oh no, it's okay. Yeah, I'm like, no,
right.
Trust me, get in it because one day somebody in this family won't be here and you're going to be so thankful that
you
took the picture.
Right. Yeah. And I think for myself, I mean, going back to your question, I think it's in the nature of what I do and, you know, I'm that person, I'm that persona. And then transitioning into the person is sometimes hard. And I make that harder than it has to be. And that's a line within the song. And I think that's really important for all of us not to make it that hard. But it's hard not to.
It's hard not to make it that hard. Right. Kenny Chesney, the new album is out. It's called Born, and make sure you get it. Going to be doing touring again as well and supporting all that. Is this three shows in Bot? Is it three?
In Foxborough?
In Foxborough?
The end, yeah. This is the first time I've done three. We've done two ever since. We've been closing in Foxborough since 2006, I think, seven.
What is it about that venue and you?
It's just become it's you know, I had sports in my life a lot. I still have sports in my life. And so what's the word? When you have sports in your life and your father was a coach, you have I don't know. You just have certain rituals that mean a lot to you. You're superstitious.
You're superstitions, yeah.
You know, so
now you haven't washed those socks in what, months?
Well, I got socks on. You just can't see them. But no, it's just a really unique connection, and it's been built over the years.
Yeah.
And way before I had the song, you know, she wears a red Sox cap to hide her baby dread song. You know.
Yeah.
But it's been built over the years, and in 2011. We started doing two, and we've done two ever since then. And this is our first year doing three.
How many does it hold?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's we have close to.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a stadium, and we're doing three nights. It's going to be like 500,000 people there.
No, there. Yeah, I think we're close to. We're in the mid 50s already each night.
Jeez,
that's and so crazy, it's going to be fun. Man. It's a great way to end the year. It's like the last day of school. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're all exhausted by the time we get there. But there's a new energy that comes with that. And so, yeah, I mean, I was looking at it this morning, you know, the album's out and it's like a train, like a light coming down the track, and it's getting bigger every day. And I'm like, wow, we get to go feel this energy again with new music. And it's exciting. You know, I truly love being up there. I do. That's your, you know, in this business, you know, we all talk about research. You know, but when you see the faces out there, that's your research.
Man. Yeah, that's your research
for sure. They love it.
I will tell you.
Truly love, you know, being the experience of it all. And that's what I'm looking forward to because, honestly, we don't get that in our everyday lives.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
We get to experience it there. And
your shows are different. They're super energetic. They are, I mean, it's nonstop. Even people who aren't like, I know friends of mine who... He knew of you, his wife was a huge fan, and he went to one, I forget which one he went to, and he said, dude, I'm a fan. He goes, I'm not a country fan, I'm a Chesney fan. And he said, it changed his perspective on what your music is and what it can be.
Oh, well, tell him thank you. But that's kind of the way it's been for us, you know, like we have a very eclectic group of people that come see us, and I would say every stadium show we do, there's several sections. There's some sections of that stadium that go see a lot of country shows. Everything after that is built,
right,
that you personally build. And we have a very unique audience because of that.
And very loyal.
Very loyal.
Extremely loyal.
It's just been something to see grow over the years. Mm. You know, I feel very fortunate, and I live in a place of gratitude with all of it.
Good.
You know, to have, like I said, to have the gift of creativity and to be able to go and share that, especially in today's world where we get sucked into news cycles and we get sucked into negativity, and you don't have to look too far for that. But I would like to think that our summer tours is the antithesis to a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's a unifier. Everybody goes there to have a good time.
But that's
you're not
that's
going
the
there
music.
To argue. You're not going there to whatever. You're going there to sing along with Kenny Chesney on stage.
Yeah. And it's been by design for a long time. Like I do not, it's a mental and emotional safe place for people to where I don't use my platform to tell them what to think, how to vote. Everybody's welcome. You know, they're not
Coke or Pepsi. No, I'm
but they're not. You know, it's just it's a couple of hours of I'm going to say a safe place, but it's
a fun place.
It's a safe place from everything that our brains get hit with every day.
Yeah, the negative stuff.
That's kind of the way we've always done our show too.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Kenny Chesney, the new album is out. It's called Born, and I was just looking. Bubba goes, good Lord.
It was the 62. They gave us these little notes, and it says Kenny has 62 multi-platinum, platinum, or gold certified singles. So I'm like, 62.
I didn't know that.
That's so dumb.
That's
62
singles. Yeah,
but still, the point is,
singles,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's been making records a little while.
I mean, we could say 35 number ones.
Hey,
I mean,
dude,
that's a huge number too. If I wouldn't have said the 62, the 35 number ones would have sounded crazy big anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I'd have to go back and look, and this is coming from a very grateful place when I say this. But we've had a lot of number twos, too.
Oh, yeah, and, true. Right, right.
I mean, You and Tequila was a number two.
Wasn't Tractor?
No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problems was number two for 8 weeks.
So these anthems that we
it
all...
It never went number one.
Never went number one.
What kept it out? Do you remember?
5 o'clock Somewhere by Jimmy Buffett and Alan Jackson. Same label.
Oh, look around. Look at these guys.
It wasn't that label.
These guys. So... when you do you ever get back? I know you get back home often, I'm assuming. Do you ever go back into that Mexican restaurant they used to play at?
I don't think it exists.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. I don't think. I think it went away several years ago. But you know, Oh, and by the way, not this past October, the October before that, where I went to college, East Tennessee State, they gave me an honorary doctorate.
Oh,
so from now on, I would appreciate you guys
Dr.
saying
Kenny?
Dr. Chesney.
Dr. Chesney. Oh,
Dr.
Chesney. Straight
right,
to the last
and wait,
name.
Real quick, while we're here, before we go into whatever, can we settle it once and for all? Because you have said it both ways. You've said Chesney and you've said Chesney.
Chesney, S with an S.
Okay, because you've said Chesney before with
we
a
have
hard Z.
Yes, audio. Because everybody else does.
Okay, so it's Chesney. So when we say
Chesney.
Dr. Chesney.
Yes.
It's Chesney with no T also.
Right, but when I think I'm Russian, I think
Chesney.
But if Chesney sounds like it could be.
It's very British.
But my reason I brought up that is because I went back to Johnson City when they gave me the honorary doctorate and just kind of looked around all the places that I played and I didn't see it. You know, it was interesting. Gone. So, but... yeah, time changes a lot.
Music, it's a hard business. I mean, you look, I know you're grateful, and that definitely comes through. But, I mean, there are times when you had to be thinking, are you thinking about it now? Is this the right thing for me?
Is this the album I want to put out? Well, it's too late to have that thought.
It's funny that even at this, like, at your level of success, you're constantly like, second guessing, which is good, I think.
Well, when you're creative and you're putting together a piece of music to give to the world, I've second guessed every piece of that forever.
You ever had a song that you were like, I don't like, this is not, and it was a huge hit?
For someone else?
For you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The Good Stuff.
You did not like that originally?
Hated it.
Wow.
But my record label loved it. I love it now. It was a 7 week number one record, huge
right.
record for me. But I felt like that it just touched on every single thing you could touch on to get someone to like a song, you know. But
puppies, you know, and light rain days,
right.
And
but
coats.
I mean, soon after it was released, I went, okay, I give in. This thing's on fire. And
well, didn't they say that about George Jones didn't like he stopped loving her today at first?
Yeah.
And then it turned into his signature song. So, I mean, I would think
that's why
that
you have people around
often.
You.
Yeah.
Because you don't know everything.
Yeah.
You know, and
nobody knows anything, as Big D says all the time.
In this place where I thought, no, I want to release a really rocking song that I know my audience that will go over live. You know, I'm in this space. We had Young, we had all these songs out.
Yeah.
And I went, I don't want to slow it down with this. And then it was just one of the biggest records of my life. So I was obviously wrong.
But you're not wrong now because you're a doctor.
That's right.
So there's that.
One out of
there's
one that. Doctors agree.
Yeah.
The new album is out. It's called Born, and it is a jam. You're going to love it. It has, it's got blood, sweat, and tears on the whole thing that people say, but it really does. And it's great to see you doing music that still makes you get excited.
Yeah.
And you're not dialing it in. Well, some artists, you know how it is.
Dialing it in or phoning it in?
Dialing it in.
No, dialing
it in. Either way.
Do you phone it in or you dial it in?
You phone it in.
No, I didn't. You can actually phone it in now with these new phones. You can like do your vocal on the phone.
you can
actually phone it in.
That's right.
I've heard some people do that.
We're going to Band Lab after we're done and we're going to do a whole album.
Yeah. But I've yet to phone it in. No.
Well, don't. And this one is definitely not phoned in. It's called Born. It's the new one from Kenny Chesney. Kenny, always good to see you. Thank
love you, guys.
Love
Thanks,
you.
Man. Love
Thanks,
you.
Get back on the boat.
Say when.